If you like playing in the field of possibilities and getting your information from those who really know, Conversation at the Cutting Edge is your kind of program. Host Sandy Sedgebeer speaks with teachers, speakers, scientists, and authors that are shifting perceptions about who we are and what we're capable of. Get ready to expand your awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Here's Sandy.
Hello. Welcome to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm your host, Sandy Sedgebeer. And this week, we're going to be busting some myths and uncovering the truth about Tantra. So if you thought that Tantra is simply a great Eastern sex aid, stay tuned. My guest tonight, Mark Allen, is going to share how the path of Tantra can not only help us create the life of our dreams, but also reveal the great secret of existence. Mark Allen is an internationally renowned seminar leader and entrepreneur and co-founder with Shakti Gawain of the successful publishing company New World Library. He's also a composer and the author of several books, including The Magical Path, The Greatest Secret of All, Visionary Business, and the one we'll be discussing tonight, Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams. Mark Allen, welcome.
Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for that introduction. You know, whenever I hear somebody say all those things I'm doing, I want to add, you know, I'm also lazy and unorganized, and I don't work very hard. But just over the years, all that stuff adds up.
Well, you've made that quite plain in your book, Tantra for the West. You often talk about how lazy you are, and that's why you like to have very short and effective practices, which work for me.
So let me ask you,
you must be tired of having people raise their eyebrows knowingly every time you tell them you've written a book about Tantra.
Well, it is funny to me that when you say Tantra, people in the West think you mean sex. But if you go to study where the roots of the word are and study from India and Tibet, it means something totally different. It means the practice of everything. So it includes sex, yes, it includes sex, but includes every other moment of your life as well.
So is it a bit like the Tao?
Yes, very much so. Very much.
So your title is Tantra for the West, which implies that it's different from that of the East.
Yes. I do think it needs to be adapted radically to work in the West, just as the original Buddhism from India was a very intellectual thing. Then it moved to China and became much more bare bones, and to Japan and became Zen. You know, then it moved to Tibet finally, and it became infused with Tibetan magic, and it became the path. That's where the path of Tantra. They talk of Tantra. Tibetan Buddhism is Tantra. But it had to change completely for every country it moved into. And now it's moved to the West, so it has to change entirely for the West. It has to be changed into our language, for one thing. We have to understand it in a way that's clear to us in English.
I think there's always been a lot of mystique around it, and yet you say that it's a direct path to living the life of your dreams, and you have chapters on every area of life. From relationships and sex to work, money, creativity, even aging and healing and being alone. How can the practice of Tantra impact all these areas?
It's the yoga or the practice of every moment of our life. So it's just a way of looking at our lives as every moment is part of our spiritual path. So it does include everything. It includes our relationships, our work, whatever we do in our so-called spare time. It includes all our passions. It includes the darkest moments of our lives. I say in there, in the darkest moments, our brightest treasures are found. It includes every emotion that arises and every thought. When I first studied Tibetan Tantric Buddhism, that one of the things the teacher said is, we're all on our spiritual path, whether we know it or not. And they have a story in Tibet that three different types of people are coming up the path, and across the path grow patches of poison. In Tibetan, poison is the same as so-called negative emotions, anger, fear, envy, jealousy, greed. They're considered poisons, And maybe they do really poison our body, but they call them poisons. So first the monk or the nun comes up the path, sees the poison, and immediately goes the other way. And that's a perfectly fine path for them, for some people, to just completely avoid things. That's one path. But then the awakening being, the meditator, the bodhisattva, comes up the path, sees the poison, and plows right through the poison, straight up the path to the culmination of awakening, and awakening for all human beings, in fact. And that's a wonderful path, too. But then the tantric yogi comes up the path. And my Tibetan teacher kept saying, this is the direct path. This is the path that gets there the fastest, because the tantric yogi comes up, sees the poison, and goes directly into the center of the poison, even though it appears to take us off the path. So what he's really saying is, whatever arises, whatever emotions arise, especially the ones that we want to reject, those are the ones to get in the middle of. And he'd even have exercises, like he took all of us down in the basement one time with no windows. We sat in a big circle, and he said, okay, imagine your mother has just died, and she's in the center of this circle. How do you feel? And we spent a couple hours getting into the feelings that we'd have as our parents pass away. Well, that's getting into the center of the emotion. And that is the path of Tantra. It took me years after leaving the Tibetan Center. I spent almost 4 years there in my 20s. But then I spent another 4 or 5 years really reflecting on it to say, what are the teachings I learned there, and how can we adapt them to the West? And that's where Tantra for the West came from.
You're listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, and I'm talking to publisher, author, and seminar leader Mark Allen about Tantra as a path to improving every aspect of your life. After the break, Mark is going to share some short and effective exercises which will make a way of life that he's describing in his book more accessible to us, and also take us to a creative meditation for love and for money. We'll be back in a few moments, so stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
You cannot separate who you are and what you do from how you interact with the world. Marketing was never meant to be slick and soulless. If you're looking to build your personal or business profile and platform and connect with the audience that resonates with you and your message, visit www.sandysedgebeer.com and discover what 30-plus years of applying the science of resonance in international publishing, marketing, and conscious business development can do.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with publisher and author Mark Allen about the path of Tantra and how it can not only help us create the life we want to live, but also reveal the great secret of existence. Mark, at the beginning of your book, you write that one way to sum up the path of Tantra, the yoga of every moment, is that any activity whatsoever, if gone into deeply enough, leads to ultimate understanding, freedom, and peace. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. I think the single best teaching that I got about that from the Tibetan Lama was such a simple concept, but when you think about it, it's totally transformative. And that is, everything, every object, everything that happens to us, every feeling, anything and everything that has been created has an outer, inner, and secret level of existence. the secret is there not because anybody's trying to keep anything secret. It just needs to be revealed to us. The secrets are revealed. And once you get into the inner part of something, the outer part is obvious to everyone and easy to grasp. Say your physical body, for our outer parts, we're a certain height, we're a certain weight, whatever. Then our inner parts are what get more and more and more complex. And this is where Buddhism, tantric Buddhism, is totally scientific. As Albert Einstein even said that, Buddhism is the one so-called religion that completely holds up to modern science. Because there's nothing to believe in it. It's just a matter of investigation and seeing what you agree with in your own experience. And so the Tibetan teachers say, as soon as you go into the inner part of anything, and you go deeply enough into the inner part, whether it's a feeling, an emotion, or say even look at your human body. Okay, we look at the inner part of our human body. What do we see? Well, we see a bunch of amazing organs working together, and muscle and bone. And go deeper and deeper, what do you see? Well, you see trillions of cells. Go deeper into that. What is it? It really is a bunch of molecules made of atoms, made of subatomic particles, and ultimately it's empty space. It's some kind of energy that is empty. That's the secret of our existence. We really are one with this vast quantum field. When you get into anything, you end up getting into the amazing, wonderful secrets of who we really are. It's very scientific.
So if, for example, I had a relationship that had gone wrong and I'm, you know, deep in the throes of pain and agony over this relationship, are you saying if I go deep into that pain, I will find something in there?
Yes. And the best thing you can do is get more and more deeply into that pain, to really sit down and the first exercise in the book is basically just setting up a dialogue with your feelings and thoughts from more of a conscious awareness within. We all have this conscious awareness once we go within that can observe our feelings and thoughts. So when you're feeling really upset about something or abandoned or really bad, those are actually the best times to go within. One sentence I wrote that I really liked is, in our darkest moments, our brightest treasures are found. And that's literally true because they shine so much more brightly when we're really in darkness of pain and depression. When we feel that way, if we keep asking ourselves, what do I feel? What's coming up? Oh, it feels horrible, churning in my stomach. What am I telling myself? Well, the stream of thoughts, you keep going into it, keep going into it, and it starts to change, and you start having breakthroughs. I worked with a man in my 20s who would do these seminars where, in the beginning, he'd ask if anybody in the room had a headache. And inevitably, in 40, 50 people, one person would. And whichever one had the worst headache, we'd spend like 10 or 15 minutes with. He'd do what he called consciousness focusing. He'd have them describe exactly where their headache is, what is its shape, what does it feel like, does it have a color, does it have... And what happens when we have a headache, or when we have a painful breakup or whatever, we feel bad. Our main first impulse is to try to avoid it, we resist it. It turns out that resistance is the problem. If we really get into what is, if we really get into even a headache, over and over, within 10 minutes, as he just keep asking, even the same questions, what's the exact shape of it again? Where is it exactly? How does it feel? It would start to shift. And within 10 minutes, people would say, you know, it's lightening up. And within 15 minutes, they'd say, you know, it's gone.
It's true, isn't it? How many times do we avoid it? Yeah.
Yes. The avoidance is the problem. Mm-hmm. And by really getting into even our pain, I mean, maybe some people will need a therapist for this or a really good friend, but we can do it ourselves on our own. And it's possible. powerful to, when we're feeling painful, great. That's real good grist for the mill. Let's get into that pain. What exactly is it? Where is it? What are we telling ourselves when it's happening? And the deeper we get into it, there will be a point when we realize that pain, like everything else in life, is empty. And it changes. It comes and it goes.
You said at the beginning that you're lazy and undisciplined. And so you like the short practices. Tantra for the West is filled with them. And you say that they will make the way of life that you describe in the book more accessible if we practice them. What is your favorite?
What is my favorite? Oh, boy. Mm. I noticed looking back at it, very few of them are over 5 minutes long. I like the real short ones. I find what I often do throughout the day is just relax with three breaths. Just take a deep breath. And relax from head to toe as I exhale. Take another deep breath. Relax even more deeply. And take a third deep breath. And then just let all thought go and let everything go as I breathe out. And have a moment of no thought. I'll often do that throughout the day. And then I do a longer one, usually in the afternoon, where I just lay flat on my back, being as lazy as I am. My favorite yoga pose is the corpse posture, flat on my back. Where then I'll do the three-breath relaxation, and then I'll just run energy, just breathe, and feel the energy in my body, and sometimes send healing energy, sometimes just let all thought go. And sometimes even if there's a problem, I'll get into that problem and I'll look at it. Sometimes I'll even talk to people. If there's a conflict with people, it's very interesting to talk to them in your own meditation and really explore your feelings about it all before you talk to them again, especially if you feel upset.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said earlier that you would lead us through a short creative meditation. The thing that most people seem to focus on these days and have the most challenges with are love, relationships, money. Could you create a short creative meditation for us now that incorporates those?
Yes, yes. Yeah, love and money, they're two big ones, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I've been for years doing these simple affirmations. They're very, very powerful. At the Tibetan Center, we did these mantras, like Om Mani Padme Hum, that we'd repeat over and over. And so we need to adapt these mantras to the West. We need to put them in English. And so the second chapter of Tantra for the West is all about affirmations. That, I think, is one of the most powerful practices I've ever found. So we can affirm love and money in our life. And here, I can, do you want to do a short meditation now?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Let's just sit comfortably, and then if you're driving, don't close your eyes or anything. But if you can, close your eyes, sit comfortably, then just take a deep breath and feel the energy at the top of your head. And as you exhale, feel it relax through your whole body from head to toe. Take another deep breath and relax more deeply from head to toe as you exhale. Take a third deep breath and as you exhale, let all thought go, let everything go. Just look within and feel that radiant light energy in every cell of your body. It's life energy. It's light and life and love. It's an energy in every cell. Just feel it through your whole body, healing every wonderful cell of your body. Just relax even more deeply. And now affirm to yourself something like this. And how always say, feel free to change the words until you find words that work exactly for you. Because the right affirmation you can feel in every cell of your body. But something like this for relationships and money. I am now creating relationships filled with grace, ease, and lightness. I am now creating relationships filled with grace, ease, and lightness. My deepest intimate relationship is filled with grace, ease, and lightness. My deepest relationship is filled with grace, ease, and lightness. I am now attracting the perfect partner in my life into a relationship filled with grace, ease, and lightness. I am now attracting the perfect person in my life into a fulfilling relationship filled with grace, ease, and lightness. So be it. So it is. I now live in an abundant universe. I live in an abundant universe here and now. I live in an abundant universe here and now. I am showered with abundance here and now. I'm showered with abundance here and now. Plenty of money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Plenty of money comes to me equally, easily and effortlessly. I work with wonderful people in a wonderful way. I do wonderful work with wonderful pay. I work with wonderful people in a wonderful way. I do wonderful work with wonderful pay. So be it. So it is.
Thank you for that. Mark Allen, you wrote the original version of this book 30 years ago, and you've recently updated it. What inspired you to update it now?
It had gone out of print. It had done really well, but then slowly declined 15 years ago or something, and in the old days we used to let books go out of print, so we let it go out of print, and I kept getting emails of people that wanted copies and wanted, they said, well, it should at least be an e-book, and so I picked it up again and was really surprised after 30 years how well it held up. Most of it was totally timeless. There were a few things I changed, and in fact I ended up rewriting every sentence of the book and really tightening and clearing, and I think it's a much better book now. But I just made a very few changes. Like in the original version, I had put, I haven't yet created great wealth for myself. And I had to cut that because over the years I've definitely created more wealth for myself than I even imagined I could 30 years ago. So I made some changes. But the core of it was really solid and I think very useful to people.
Do you feel that people are more open to the book now?
We shall see. I think so, yes, yes. I think more people are open to ideas from the East, and it's been fun to see how over 30 years, like, the idea of yoga has caught on. There are yoga centers everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Where 30 years ago it was pretty rare to see a yoga center. And meditation has definitely entered the mainstream. It started in the 80s for us anyway, when we did creative visualization and sold 3 million copies, and suddenly everyone was aware of it. The whole concept of visualizing became mainstream.
As are affirmations. Would you say that affirmations helps you create the success that you enjoy now?
I know the affirmations I did have changed my life and have been a huge part of it. The day I turned 30, I dared to dream my ideal scene in 5 years. I dared to make a list of goals, even though doubts and fears were just overwhelming me. And then I rewrote my goals as affirmations. Like, I am now creating the career of my dreams. I am now being guided by spirit every moment. I'm now writing beautiful books. I wrote all my goals as affirmations and started carrying them around. To this day, I carry them around with me all my original goals as affirmations have been fulfilled.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, and I'm sure it's a great inspiration for others. And there's certainly lots of them in your book. One final question. How can our listeners find out more about you, your seminars, and your book?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. There's markallen.com, the website, markallen.com. It'll tell about the books and my seminars, my teleseminars coming up. And newworldlibrary.com is my publishing company, and it tells about all our great authors. And Tantra for the West is available everywhere good books are sold.
Mark Allen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Bye-bye. Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams by Mark Allen, published by New World Library, and as he said, everywhere good books are sold, and I'm sure it's on Amazon as well. That brings us to the end of this show. If you wish to learn more about me and the services I offer for teachers, speakers, authors, and conscious businesses looking to build their platforms and expand their profiles, you can visit my website at sedgbeer.com, where you can also sign up for my newsletter. The theme tune for this show is from an original song called Searching by Grammy Award-winning producer, composer, and musician Barry Goldstein. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to having your company at the same time next week. Till then, you can listen to more great shows live and in our archives here at vividlife.me.
Thank you for listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, where scientists, researchers, authors, and teachers working at the leading edge meet. For conversations that aim to shift your perceptions about who you are, why you're here, and what you can achieve when you open your mind, expand your awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Join us next week, same time, with your host, Sandy Sedgbeer, for another conversation at the Cutting Edge.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.